following is audio footage from Fox News regarding Steve Bierfeldt's detention and arrest by the TSA.
Okay, let's hear the sound of Steve Bierfeldt and the TSA in a windowless room in the St. Louis airport.
What do you do for a living?
Is that relevant, sir?
Yes, it is.
Am I legally required to tell you that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go kick the plate. You may not be legally required to tell me that, but you will be legally required to tell the police officer that comes to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to ask some questions to figure out what all this is about so I can get you on your plane. But you want to play smart, and I'm not going to play your game.
How much money is it?
I don't know the exact amount, sir. The card says about $4,700.
$4,700?
Yes, sir.
Why do you have all this money?
I asked her, sir, if am I required by law to answer the question? That's my
I'm just asking you why you have $4,700.
I understand. That's my question. I don't understand
the
law.
You want to talk to DEA about it? They'll probably ask.
If they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or question, I'll answer the question. I'm just looking for a simple,
simple
yes or no.
Question. I just want to know why you have $4,700. That's not an unusual thing. I care if I need $50.
He refused to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station.
I mean, that's suspicious.
And let DEA, FBI, and all those people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you?
What's your deal, sir?
I'm 25, sir.
Well, you answered that question, didn't you?
That's on my driver's license, sir.
So, I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. I don't know why you have that much money. That's why I want to know.
Yeah, he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could make his flight. And I said, okay, we'll go in here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it. So.
I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any games.
You're not cooperative. You won't ask the question.
I'm simply asking
you if I'm refusing to ask
I'm not refusing.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, you're going to have to prep proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I don't understand the law.
Are you from this planet? I mean, you understand the question when I'm asking you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why can't you just answer the question?
Am I required by law to answer
what?
See, man, you act like a child, man.
I don't understand the law.
You act like a child.
Well, this is confusing to me, so we're just going to take the station, and maybe the DEA can find out.
Where am I being taken to?
You're going to the police station.
The police station?
Yeah. Okay. You can't answer any questions. We don't know what's going on.
Am I being forced to go to the police station?
Come on, man. Let's just go to the police station.
Am I being taken? Am I free to go?
We're going to take you.
You were going to the police station, yes.
Am I free to go?
Whatever you want to call it, we're going to the police station.
What's it saying there?
I'm not getting into semantics here. We're just going to go to the station. You're not answering the questions.
Right.
You're suspicious to me. You're just for your answers. That's why we're going to the station.
Am I being forced to the station or am I free to go?
You will be.
You'll be going to the station. You'll be forced.
Okay,
that's fine.
That's,
yeah.
I understand.
You're going to be going to the station.
Now, do we have to put you in handcuffs or will we have a problem?
No, sir.
With you walking through this terminal?
Being detained, yes.
Okay. That's fine, sir. I don't understand the law. I'm happy to go.
Well, we're going to help you understand if you don't.
Hi, we have our guest Steven Bierfeldt of Campaign for Liberty on the line with us. He recently had a run-in with the TSA that went very public. In close proximity to the Missouri Information Analysis Center document incident, it's a little too close for comfort. Stephen, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with the TSA in brief?
Sure. I was coming back from the Campaign for Liberty's first regional conference in St. Louis last month, and as I was going through the different checkpoints, I had a box of cash, which was brought in from contributions to the Campaign for Liberty and sell bumper stickers and t-shirts and books. In addition, I also had some Ron Paul bumper stickers and Campaign for Liberty literature. And all of that was in a laptop carry-on bag that I put through the x-ray machine. And as it went through, the TSA was called over. The TSA agent called over her supervisor, and he took my bag out of the machine, brought it to a side table, started searching through it, eventually took out the box, only he needed for it. My response was, sir, am I being detained or am I free to go? And I couldn't really get a straight answer. I was just told, I need to look through this box. And eventually, I was taken to a side room. That's where the incident got going real much.
Yeah. We will be playing some clips from that on the program here so that people get an instance of what you were actually dealing with and what it's like to be detained by the TSA. The biggest incident here in Texas, the biggest news here in Texas, is the voter ID and some of the identity issues up at the Capitol. But few people know that voter information, if it's put into a driver's license, is going to be funneled into one of these information analysis centers or fusion centers. A little while back, I would say 2 to 3 weeks now, there was a third-party profile for people who voted for Ron Paul. Can you tell us what your relationship is to Ron Paul and the Campaign for Liberty?
Sure. I'm the Director of Development for Campaign for Liberty. So that is my full-time employment. Congressman Ron Paul, in addition to being a sitting congressman, is the honorary chairman of Campaign for Liberty. And you touched on it very well. This report was sent out to over 1,000 law enforcement officers and agents throughout the state of Missouri. And it said people who identify with Campaign for Liberty or Ron Paul or other third parties or believe certain things are potential militia members or potential terrorists. It mentions Ron Paul bumper stickers, for example. If you have Ron Paul bumper stickers on your car, police officers should pay attention. And as I was going through the security checkpoint, I had Ron Paul bumper stickers and Campaign for Liberty materials. So I was very wary of when they pulled me over exactly what exactly they wanted from me.
Wow. Did they ever once indicate that their level of discomfort with you specifically about your political affiliation?
They didn't mention it. However, the first question that was asked of me as I entered the room was, what and why? My response was, I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand. What do you do for a living? Where do you work? So right away I'm thinking, why do they want to know that all of a sudden? Is it just because I have some cash on me? What have I done that's made me suspicious? Why do they want to know where I work? More importantly, am I required to tell them legally where I work? And I knew full well I wasn't.
So do you think they unjustly detained you based on legal defined means? Because I heard this, and they never answered your question, ever. During the entire recording, they never
answered.
They don't
answer the questions. What they'll do is they'll back-talk and they'll double-talk you. You'll ask them a question, am I required by law? And the response is, just tell me. You don't need to know the law, just tell me. Now, in a court of law, they can say, well, we never forced him to tell us. We never said yes or no. One of the things that I did want to get, and if you have the tape, you could play that, is at the end of the tape, I asked them, where's this going? And they say, come with us to the police station. And my question is, am I being detained or am I free to go? And their response finally is, yes, you're being detained. You are not allowed to leave. We are taking you. Do you have to be put in handcuffs? As I understand the law, and I've talked with everyone from the left to the right, people with much more legal knowledge than I do, than I have, I was, by a legal standpoint, arrested. I was detained against my will. I was not legally permitted to go, so therefore, even though I was not handcuffed, but they threatened it, I was technically arrested, by their standards anyway, and by the legal standard.
Okay, so now that you've been through all of this, have you checked to see if maybe you're on a list, a watch list, or a terrorist profile list, or whatever list that they may have deemed you subjectifiable?
Yeah. I'll probably find out the next time I fly. However, I did hear when the office, one of the police officers was running my license, and it comes back over the microphone or the walkie-talkie. You know, no warrants, no priors, clean record. He says to the person on the other end, make the proper notifications, which you can only imagine what that means, what the proper notifications are. I don't know if I'll be put on a list. Like I said, I'll have to find out next time I go flying, and I'll have to let you know.
What has your life been like since you left? Have you been singled out again by any other police enforcement officers? Have you experienced any holdups in any other unreasonable situations? Tangled with anyone else?
It's less than 2 weeks, so I haven't flown yet. I have not been pulled over by police officers while driving. I haven't been through areas that are high security since then. So at the moment, there's no issue. And that's how it should be. If I'm following the rules and I'm adhering to the law and not posing a threat, then I just need to be led on my way. And the amount of money I was carrying and the stickers and the literature I was carrying to anyone. And it's important that people hear the story, and it's important that the TSA and the law enforcement involved are held accountable.
Now, since this got out, because it I think I saw the report on April 3rd, and since then it has just exploded virally. And this has become quite a sensation, I guess maybe a tipping point for the new thing that makes TSA look really bad. A while ago, it was the nipple ring incident. Now it's this. So you've gotten some increased attention over this. Tell us what your experiences have been with press and with any kind of additional support from the party, or, you know, what has your life been like since the release of this news?
Like you mentioned, it definitely has taken off. I think the original video, which was played by Judge Andrew Napolitano's show, I think it's at 250,000 views or something in just about a week. I've gotten, you know, radio requests, and I think it was on the, actually I know it was on the front page of the Washington Times, actually on Monday. So the front page of a major newspaper is certainly a lot of recognition, and people are still picking up on it, and they're still taking off. And every comment I've gotten, except for one, I've gotten one negative comment. Everyone has said either thank you, or hey, I appreciate it, or, you know, I was doing the same thing when I went through the airport. Thank you for telling me I can do this. You know, the next time I get searched or questioned, it's going to go a lot differently. And that's what I'm going for. You know, hopefully people can see this and they can understand the law and know that they don't have to submit to authority just because someone says so. Just because someone has a badge and a gun and forces you to do something, you do have legal rights under the Constitution, you do have liberties, and the fact that the story has taken off so well all across the country, from the east to the west coast, just kind of goes to show that people are sick of the government getting involved in their lives, and they just want to be left alone to live their lives as they wish.
I have a special sensitivity to the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, National Security, NSA, FBI, CIA. Unfortunately, as the years have gone by, these guys have not been the good guys. They've tried to take down people who aren't really threats. It's like they don't have enough to do. And if there aren't enough bona fide threats, then, like a good friend of mine said, you know, if all you have are hammers, everything starts looking like a nail. And so,
yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, so to speak. The TSA has been trying to kind of improve their image. They're going through a PR campaign where they're trying to be the friendly, helpful TSA. And this is an example of why they are not. And in addition to the TSA agents, there were two law enforcement officers there, some form of police. And they were not helpful either. And it kind of just goes to show that, you know, when you're going through the airport, you have to go through all of the security. It's not making you safer. It's just more of a hassle. But when you find people who don't know the law, who are ignorant of the law, and have no problem pushing themselves and getting their way, it poses a real problem, especially for agencies that are trying to improve their image. If nothing else, I hope people will see this and, you know, understand the law for themselves, that they do have rights, they don't have to submit to authority just because someone shoves a badge in your face. You do have legal rights, and there is a Constitution, which is still supposed to, anyway, protect those liberties.
Yeah, and I think by and large, this is a case of success. So in this success, what would you say that you did specifically that was good in your favor?
Well, I've mentioned before, I don't have a huge understanding of the law. I'm not a legal student. I'm not a lawyer. But I do know a little bit. I read the Constitution, you know, consistently. I do know some case law. And I knew what I was required to say and what I was not required to say.
And what
and
were those
I knew
things?
Some of the tricks that when a police officer says, you know, just answer the question. That's his way of getting around your question. He has not said yes. He has not said no. You need to ask that question again.